I think what happened is the governor's new funding bill was very new, and Oconee was the beneficiary for once, where we received a higher proportion of state funds than we've received in the past with this new plan. But there were districts that got no new money, none. And then I think at the last minute, they might have tagged on a tiny little bit. But districts like Lexington 1, for example, that one I just remember, they got no new funding, but yet they were still supposed to fund all those, you know, the $4,000 teacher raise. And it was going to be hard for us to do it. I can't imagine how they would have done it. So I think what happened is the House budget was passed very fast, and it took school districts a little while to catch on to say, hey, wait a minute, we don't have enough money to do what you're telling us to do. And the Senate had the benefit of knowing the district reactions before they went in and crunched their numbers. So I anticipate the Senate version is what is more likely to stick.